wanted to share a very chashuv agra to know about in Megillas Esther, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. It's coming off of the very relevant as we enter the Chodesh of Adar and understand the significance of the entire month of Adar, the Nes of Purim. So in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, it goes through Haman drawing the lots to figure out what was the best day. It says, he pulled Pur, hu agora, lifnei Haman, miyom, liyom, imi chodesh al-chodesh. So the Gon says, like this, I'll read the Gra. The Gra says, perish amar Pur. Why does it say Pur? Leida shemishum kan nikra Purim al-shema Pur. We should know that it's called Purim because of the Pur. So why does it continue on to say, hu agora, that is a goral, a lot. Aval eina nuyodin mahu Pur. We don't know what a Pur is. Pur is not lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, it tells me that it's a girl that we should know what the Pur is. V'karu Purim al Shema Pur. Why lefi shezehu ikar anes? Says the Gon, the ikar anes was the Pur. That what? Shuhipul garu garal. He's ma'apul garal. Why? What's the pshat? Why is this the ikar anes of Purim? Because says the Gon, lefi hamazalos beza yom yuchal linsochosam v'naval yud gemal adar. Haman cheshbened out with the mazalos. What would be the best day of the year that he could overcome Klal Yisrael? And it fell out on Yud Gimel Adar, that, and his taka right. As we find him, Malik understood the mazalos, the owners of the kochavim and mazalos. Elisha Kodesh Baruch Hu avachas hamazalos v'shid is hamaralos. Unbelievable. Hashem changed the mazalos. He changed them around. V'zeu sha'amar, and this is what we say in Asher Haini, after Kriyas and Megillah, Pur Haman nebach lupurenu, the Pur of Haman became our Pur. Says the Gon, again the Gon, keep in mind, every single word is bedikduk, v'zehu neis gadol mo'od. L'chor, what's the pshat? Why is this a neis gadol mo'od? Why is this the ikra neis? So, I don't know, we're learning the Gon here, but Ken Zayin, the pshat is that b'derek law, when we found nisim, Hashem does nisim, it has to do within the physical bria. Hashem does something within the physical bria, turns mayim into dam, v'chulhu. So it's definitely, it's unbelievable. But it's something in the physical Bria. And over here, Hashem changed something in the whole structure of the Ruchnius of the Bria, the spirituality of the world. And as you know from Svarim, Nefesh HaChaim talks about it, that the Ruchnius is what then brings out into the Gashmius. So the whole Shorish of the Bria, the root of the Bria, the DNA of the Bria, Hashem changed it. And more than that, Hashem didn't just change it as a one-time thing, right? It wasn't a temporary thing. Like, Mayim turned into Dam. That was temporary. Over here, Hashem made a permanent change in the Bria. Not in the physical Bria, but in the Ruchnius of the Bria, in the Mazalos. Hashem is Hofach as HaMazalos, V'shideid es HaMa'arachos. I don't know. Love if somebody could tell me, but I can't think of another place where we find that Hashem did such a degree of innace, of change of the Bria, and a permanent change in the Bria, and the Ruchnius of the Bria. The one other time I think that we know of that such a thing is destined to happen is Lasid Lavo, that Hashem's going to change the whole, as the Das Tevunas talks about, that the whole physical Bria is going to change. It's going to become more Ruchni, similar to by Adam Rishon, Kodam Lechait, and then even a higher Madrega. So that's a Lasid Lavo. There's perhaps another place where we find that Purim is Me'in Lasid Lavo, that Hashem is going to do the same thing Lasid Lavo, that he's going to make a permanent change in the entire Bria. But you don't find that any other time except for L'chora on Purim. L'chora, what we can take out of this is two things. First of all, we see the unbelievable nes that Hashem did for us to save Klal Yisrael, what Hashem did. And also to appreciate the significance of this month, of what Hashem did, how it was changed. Ganz Klal Yisrael should be zochet a very freilichen and uplifting Adar and Purim.